Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, Sports Minister Olivia Grange outlines plans for Jamaica to host more major sporting events. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Part of the government's plan to boost the economy through sports is by increasing the number of major sporting events hosted in Jamaica. To that end, the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport has established an international bidding committee to find and recommend events to be hosted by Jamaica. The committee, headed by renowned sports administrator Mike Fennell, is part of the government's agenda of positioning Jamaica as a major international sport destination.
We believe there are significant social and economic benefits to be gained from establishing Jamaica as the place of choice to play, to watch, and to discuss sports. And that is why I've outlined a sports for economic development strategy in the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport.
Minister of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport, Olivia Grange. Ms. Grange says the committee will also target meetings and conferences for sports teams and bodies, as well as congresses of international sports federations. She adds that so far, the response to Jamaica's invitations have been positive.
I'm heartened by the response that we've been receiving to our pitch to bring sporting activities to Jamaica. Last year, through these efforts, Jamaica hosted the council meeting of the Badminton World Federation. We also hosted the Jamaica Classic, a basketball championship featuring college teams from the USA. And I'm happy to announce that the Jamaica Classic will return to Montego Bay this year, bigger and better. Last year, there were 8 college teams, and in no time, they had booked out 1,000 room nights. This year, there will be 16 teams, 8 female and 8 male. So you can imagine the impact. And we were on CBS primetime, viewed by millions in the United States and elsewhere.
In support of events to bid for and attract more major sporting events to Jamaica, the government has embarked on a program of upgrading the country's sports infrastructure.
This includes a 3 to 5 year development plan for the National Stadium and the Trelawney Stadium. In the early phases of the development, we will be addressing the training track at Stadium East, and we will be doing that in this first quarter of the year. We also will be putting in additional seating at the National Stadium as the first phase of our development.
Special effort is also being placed on supporting the development of locally organized sporting events and tournaments, which can be leveraged as good examples of the country's hosting capacity. To that end, Ms. Grange says the government will continue to support events such as the Racers Grand Prix and the Boys and Girls Athletics Championships. Meanwhile, the InSports Primary School Athletics Championships got underway at the National Stadium, with the highly touted Naguahead Primary School expected to retain its title for the 4th consecutive year. A victory would also give the Portmore-based school its 9th hold on the title. Competition for Naguahead is likely to come from the Greater Portmore and Spanish Town Primary Schools, who rounded out the top 3 at last year's event. The 4-day event, which climaxes on May 12, will see 89 primary school institutions competing for top honors in 41 events. The event is free to the public and starts at 9 o'clock each morning. The Primary School Athletics Championships has proven to be an important development arena for many athletes, such as World and Olympic 100-meter gold medalist Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce, Olympic and World 400-meter hurdles champion Melaine Walker, Olympic bronze medalist Warren Weir, and World Championship silver medalist Javon Francis. So come out and support Jamaica's next generation of sports stars as they do their best for their primary schools from May 9 to 12 at the National Stadium. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for listening. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.